Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
Thank you for listening today to the podcast. We are so passionate about daily getting the Word of God into your hearts and minds. Listen, reflect, and ask the Lord to help you understand and apply this scripture to your heart and life today. There are different translations or versions of the Bible that help us understand what it says and how we can apply it to our lives. I study by a few different translations, but sometimes I read in different ones. Today, I want to read a passage from the Message version. Before we do that, I want to ask you a question. Why do we take the hand of our children when we cross a busy street? If you have or had children, why do you take their hand when you get them out of the car to walk into a store? Children, if you're listening today, why does mom or dad hold your hand when you walk into a busy street? Well, maybe you don't know the danger of a busy street or parking lot. Sometimes you just take off running with no knowledge of what's going on around you. Or you can't see above what you know. Or maybe you need help from a grown-up to help you see what's around you. Ephesians 6:4 is a fantastic passage. It's talking to parents, specifically fathers. And I want you to listen to this passage today from Ephesians 6:4 from the Message translation. Fathers, don't exasperate your children by coming down hard on them. Take them by the hand and lead them in the way of the Master. Take them by the hand. I love that part. In other translations, that same verse says, bring them up in the training or discipline or instruction of the Lord. Bring them up. When you think about taking them by the hand and leading them to Master Jesus, you, as the father, parent, or guardian, are going in the same direction. As you take them by the hand and lead them, you are walking to Master Jesus too. As you take them by the hand and lead them, you have to know who you are leading them to. It's the same with leading them into traffic. As you take their hand, you lead them to safety, to the destination you are going. They trust you. As you take them by the hand, you are leading them to the one that will be the master of their life, the one who will protect them, the one who will lead their life. Mercy, that's really good. As I look back on how my dad and mom led my brother and I, that's what they did. They took us by the hand and they led us to Master Jesus. There's no better parenting advice I could give today than that. Take their hand and lead them. They are watching your life. They are listening to your words. They know you are not perfect, nor do we have to be. If you're a dad or parent this morning listening and recognize that you haven't been taking your children by the hand and leading them to Master Jesus, there is great hope for you today. You can. Ask God to help you. Ask Him to give you a desire to know Him, to love Him, and obey Him. Then ask Him to help you lead your children to Him. Oh, friends, He is so able and willing to answer your prayer today. I encourage you, that is the most precious thing you can give your child today. As you walk toward Master Jesus, take their hand and lead them to Him too.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.